WBA Mobile.
Okay, Boy Juliet, Foxtrot Mobile.
Goon, how we doing there? It's Steve on this end.
Yeah. Just headed into Greenville. Take care with you, Aaron, and going to the Porsche Club meeting.
I just passed under a bridge on 85 down here near Williamston, and it was picket fencing on me, so give me just a second to get up this hill and try that again. You ought to be good now. Give it a shot.
Okay, how is it now? Any better?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, buddy. So who we got on that end?
J4JF, Kilo 4 Juliet, Foxtrot.
Hell, and where are you located?
Well, where I live. I'm on the way to Greenville, got a couple of errands to run. Just, cruising up the highway. Hoping it doesn't start raining.
I am just about 7 miles south of the 385 split going into downtown Greenville. Goes back over those bridges into downtown Greenville on the south side. And I tell you what, I'm getting off 85 because I'm just not going to deal with that mess. I have to go to Inman to go home. That means I got to go by 85 at 385 at Woodruff Road. And I am tired. I am not dealing with that today.
Well, I'm, coming up on the 276, Walden headed to Greenville, so I'm avoiding 385 because where I'm going, 276 is a little easier route.
Atlanta, where 285-85 junction was there on the north side coming into Atlanta, how bad that used to be. Well, hey, 385-385 at Woodruff Road is our version of that, I guess.
They call it Spaghetti Junction, and I remember when they were doing the 385-85 remodel, they asked for some suggestions of what we call hours, and my favorite was from a middle school student, and I just call it the Noodle Knot.
I don't have quite as nice a name for it, but I'll be nice and call it what I used to call it, Malfunction Junction.
In construction, but they've got it finished now. Not too bad. It's a little hard to follow, so I'm used to it. I feel sorry for those who come up on it and need to go somewhere and don't know already how it works, so that I can understand that. But anyway, yeah, I'm just coming into Malden now, off of the divided highway that once upon a time was 385. Into downtown, and I do wish they'd fix their road. I mean, the patches are coming over the patches.
Yeah. Hey, but so many times you can patch something, and that's a fact. Well, so, hey, welcome to South Carolina. Sounds like you've been living here a while. I've been here since 1964.
I'm here. Lived other places, moved back home in 94, so I've been back 30 years. And I really love what they've done to my downtown, but some of the other places are not so nice.
You, I am 68.
That number, I'm 82.
Then you remember cruising Main Street, downtown Greenville, don't you?
I remember one year I was dating a girl from Parker High, so half of the car was covered in red and white and the other purple gold on Thanksgiving Day.
So where did you go to high school here?
359.
How about that? I was Eastside. I was at Eastside High School the day it opened in 70. And I graduated from there in 73. Whew, that seems like a different lifetime, don't it?
Yeah, it does. My sister was in the first graduating class of GL Math. She transferred from Greenville in her senior year.
They closed J.L. Mann High School, hadn't they?
Still there. They built a new one a few years ago. It was very nice, actually.
Well, yeah, but I thought I heard some news that they were going to change it and use it for something else.
I was there a few weeks ago. I did the ROTC Awards for the Sons of the American Revolution, and J.L. Mann is one of my favorites to go to and present awards to a cadet.
Not that. Well, man. Well, I tell you what, that was a long time ago. Matter of fact, I used to live off of Lawrence Road, and used to go to church over there off Lawrence Road. And old boy that I used to play church basketball with was Kevin Whitaker. And he lived over there off of Lawrence Road there at Gower Estates.
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up off Lawrence Road. If you did, you might know where Cumberland Avenue is. That's where I grew up. In fact, after my parents passed, I was living somewhere else, and my sister took over the family home, and she finally sold it this year. One block behind McAllister.
That's back in there where Kevin's from. Man, as a matter of fact, you probably remember, listen, when we came to Greenville in 64, I lived over there off of Lawrence Road on a little street called Murlock Drive, and I used to go over to the area there where McAllister Square is now, and I used to go squirrel hunting in there with a pellet rifle. It was all woods all the way back in there.
That's when I grew up. There was a lot of roaming around down in there. That's funny. That's funny that we should go back knowing the same places. K4JF from over.
Hey, Brady. Yeah, man, that goes way back. Hey, but you know what? You and I both remember when Pleasantburg Drive was just four narrow lanes, wasn't it?
I remember when the Greenville landfill was right where Greenville Tech is now.
Oh, man, I tell you what. I went to Greenville Tech, and I always wondered why it had a little bit of an odor. Now I know. Now, I knew that the landfill used to be there, but I tell you what. Boy, that's bringing back some memories. Hey, do you remember the Bonanza they used to set up there near the Tanner's Big Orange?
Oh, yeah. That has been a while.
After church on Sunday morning, we go to the Bonanza. I thought I'd hit the big time, getting me a little ribeye steak and a baked potato and a salad for dinner after church. Me and my little brother would tear them up.
Yep. Oh, let's see. There used to be a pizza place on Pleasantburg. What was the name of that?
On LeGrand Boulevard, and it became a movie theater, I think, after that.
Theater, and then it became an X-ray theater, and I don't know what's in that building now. I drive by it every once in a while, cutting through from Lawrence Road. But yeah, it sure has changed. But still, some of the landmarks are still there. And the sun's coming out. Oh, this is good. This is good. Just got back from West Virginia. My son and I drove our sports cars up to the Head of the Dragon, which is a nice twisty mountain road, by Saturday. And it's a little mud dust, so got in there and scrubbed it today. So I got a couple errands to run. I'm almost to my first stop. Well, nice. I'm with you this afternoon. And I'm 6-speed manual, so sometimes I have to let go of the microphone and chair. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the little QSO ride-along, man. A good memory is coming out of that. And it's perfect timing, because I'm going to duck into Skin's Hot Dogs here on Mills Avenue. All right. Well, you have a good one. Be safe on your traveling out there. Don't run over anybody. KN4 VWA, I'm clear after your final.
Have a good time, and